Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
There's one man who is a broadcasting inspiration to many of us. I personally have learnt a lot from him over the years, and last night he won a Sony Radio Award. I used to get up early before school back in the old days when he was on early breakfast and listen to his show. Sometimes he didn't turn up, yes, but when he did, it was some of the finest radio that I've ever heard. He is a king amongst men, a Gold Award winner. He is Scott Mills.
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small. Decide the victory.
This is just a breakup song. You only need the chorus.
It's a celebration song. Building me a fence. Oh, I've got some others.
All right. You're the best thing I've ever
had. Kind of feeling I've been searching. Who?
Oh, bless D-Reed.
I love D-Reed.
Apparently that you accepted your gong last night to this.
No, you didn't, Scott. You're looking very confused.
I can't remember, and that's for the first time, not because I was drunk. I was sober. It's just a big blur when he got there. It's like, and also, they didn't play Steps, did they?
Well, I don't know, apparently.
What did they play?
This.
That went really well with the leather trousers you were wearing.
They were not leather, they were jeans.
They were skin-tight leather, weren't they?
No, jeans. Oh, back to ABBA. When she calls your name. Oh. Somewhere deep inside. This is going on, isn't it?
Do you have Gold by Spandau Ballet? Are you taking requests?
No, we don't, sadly.
Oh, shabby work.
Oh. Neil's going to find it, hang on.
By the way, if you just tuned in, I'm not dead.
Because we would play this if you were. Like, why would we do that?
Sounds like a tribute.
Spandau Ballet Gold is not in the system.
Oh. Oh. What kind of system is that?
The bad system.
Why would you not have Gold in there?
But anyway, Scott, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey. Oh, one more. Well, I think we just do this one. Take it away whenever you like. Whenever you've had enough,
turn Tina up. I won't mention it again for at least 10 minutes.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Greg. How are you today? I am buzzing. What a night last night. Right, Becky?
Yeah, how was it?
It was good. Really good. Were you there?
Well, yesterday you forgot that I went last year, so I thought you might have forgotten that I was there last night.
No, I did see you last night.
Thank you.
It's fun, wasn't it?
It was really good night, yeah.
Yeah. Your night turned out to be quite long, I understand.
Yes. Well, you went home before me.
Yeah.
And I just stayed out a bit later than you.
We were at the Sony Radio Awards last night, and we won, which I wasn't expecting at all. And prove once again that I really can't do speeches.
Oh, but you didn't know you were going to win.
I know, but some people just can do it. Trevor Nelson didn't realise he was going to win and did this amazing, immaculate, like, 10-minute speech. I just went, thanks to my agent, and thanks to Becky, and to Chavis, and to Emlyn, and to Andy Parfit. Goodbye, and then walked off in the wrong direction.
I was about to say, like, by the time it got to your award, there'd been like 35 other awards.
One that didn't speak was falling asleep.
And, you know, loads of people had walked off the wrong way, and I thought, what if someone idiot walks off the wrong way? You've seen 34 other people do it and know which way to go, and then you came back down towards us.
That's me. I just wanted to get off. Anyway, I've got Paolo Nutini coming up. I've got Alicia Keys, and we'll do a bit of Glee for you before 4:30. Yeah.
Is it a new one? What have you got for me?
We played it last Friday.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Oh, it was brilliant. It's coming up before 4:30. Also, just after 4:30, what would you say your favourite German covers band is? Who do you think?
It would have to be, for me, the Baseballs, I think.
This lot. Got me looking so crazy right
now. You love to get me looking so crazy. Thank God I said this one and not the others.
Crazy right now. You touch, got me looking so crazy right now. They're popular in Finland, Norway, the Netherlands, Sweden and Switzerland, according to Wikipedia. And they're on at 4:30 this afternoon. It's the Baseballs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, please welcome the band that we played ages ago, who do 50s rock and roll star versions of modern hits. It's the Baseballs.
Ew.
Hello. How are you?
Fine.
How are you, man?
What about you?
Very good, thank you.
That's good.
Yeah. I know you're off of Germany.
That's right. Sorry for that.
No. There's one thing, though. Do you know Justin Bieber?
We heard about him, yeah.
Yeah. He's never heard of Germany.
We heard that he never heard of Germany. Yeah. Right.
So in case he's listening, because he does listen, or any other people that don't know what this Germany is, can you please explain what exactly it is for us?
Maybe I didn't try to do something like where it's located because if you didn't know what Germany is, it's Europe first. Europe is part of the world.
And what happens there?
You know, my explanation. I'm really thinking that he doesn't know Germany because he's got the hair over his right eye, and when you look on a map, on a world map, with the right eye is closed, you only see America. You can't even see Europe, so you don't know.
He probably doesn't even know where the UK is.
Yeah,
probably.
Maybe his eye. That he got little part of his hair is just a small thing, so he can see the British Islands, but Germany isn't.
So if you don't know where Germany is, just go to your, just cut your hair and.
Yeah, just cut your hair and you will find it. You will find it.
That's the reason why we have this quiff hair.
Yeah,
the quiff hair.
Yeah,
because
you can see everywhere.
Yeah.
He probably can't even see Holland or anything, can he?
Yeah, that's so bad, you know.
Anyway, which one is which, please? Because I know we've got Sam.
Yeah, that's me. Hi.
Okay, Sam, hi. And which one's Digger?
Over here. In the
Hello.
Middle. Hello.
And which one is Basti? That's you.
The left guy.
All right, good.
What's your name again?
My name's Scott.
Oh, yeah, no, cool. I have a shirt
you
over
have,
here.
Yeah,
cool.
With your name on
no
it.
Way.
That should fit.
That is amazing.
A little present, you know.
It's like a 50s style shirt, and it's got my actual name on.
It's like the shirt they wore in the bowling alley in Greece.
It is exactly the same as that. Thanks very much.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Wow. Now, I don't
know. It's really, we wrote your name on the left side because of Justin. so he knows who you are.
So when he comes in.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you heard about this, but I was trying to book you for my friend's wedding.
Yeah, Robbie. Or what?
Robbie?
No, we just heard that Robbie Williams wants us to have on his wedding. Is Robbie Williams your friend? No.
Well, I do know him.
Yeah.
I wasn't...
You didn't actually give the name of your friends, did you?
No.
Are you trying to book it for Robbie's wedding?
No. No, it's just another friend.
So you're a really successful booker. Okay.
You have a lot of friends.
No, I just didn't see the wedding's been cancelled for now. Well, postponed. There are a few problems. I don't want to go into it on air, but... maybe next year if you're around.
But
yeah, of course.
If it's not postponed, you know.
No, I don't.
Sam is really, really, you know, a lot of women really going crazy when you see him, and if they're maybe it's not the best idea.
Okay.
Many women are also going crazy when they see me. But
no.
Yeah.
No,
sorry,
no.
I forget. Yeah, that.
No. No.
Now you've been number one in lots of places with this track, which is how you first came to our attention. It's you doing Umbrella.
Whoa, no, first off, are you actually going to do Robbie's wedding?
You know, we're just waiting for the call of our management.
Yeah, you've got to marry him.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're really waiting for that.
That's
not
pretty cool.
We're hopefully. We will see.
So has he asked for you?
See, he didn't call us personally, so...
So first
maybe.
Of all, he has to call us, you know?
Yeah, first of all, if he wants us as his wedding, he has to call us. So Robbie, call us, please, now.
Okay, that's
it's 555. No.
Right, so here's you doing Umbrella, Rihanna.
You had my heart, and we'll never be a world apart. Or maybe in magazines, but
I like the way you really wanted to hear this, but you were so frightened of all messing up your hair that you won't put the headphones on. You just laid your head down on the desk and just kind of listened as hard as you could.
Quite jealous of your hair, by the way. You've got proper 50 star quiffs. Like, poor Becky can only dream of having long locks like that. Like, you're showing off all that hair on the top of your head.
That's some serious volume.
Yeah, it's you know, it's the fault of the pomade, because that's some kind of wax, you know, that stuff that they really use in the 50s.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, first of all, a really important thing is...
To get the volume.
And really many people don't know that the hairdryer is one of the most important tools getting the volume into.
Welcome to BBC Beauty Talk.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's all about the hairdryer. It's a bit of right. a blowback, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Right. With okay. this kind of brush, a round brush. We call it a round brush.
Yeah.
Round brush, a hairdryer, and then you need pomade and hairspray.
She can't do that. She's
and
got thin, wispy old lady hair.
Okay.
But
then
I don't
maybe
think
you
so.
Just buy, you know...
A wig.
New head.
Yeah. A wig.
Now, Umbrella has been number one in Finland. Is that where you're most popular, you would say?
It seems like, yeah. It was amazing what happens there, but, you know, it's really cool there, but even Justin Bieber didn't know Finland, so it doesn't count, maybe.
The hair again.
Yeah, the hair again, right?
Our aim is to be successful in that country that Justin Bieber knows.
Yeah.
That is what we want to do one day.
Who else is from Finland? What music do they have there? Bonfunk MCs?
Yeah, Bonfunk MCs.
The Rasmus?
The Rasmus are from Finland. Him is from Finland.
What about these monsters?
The winner of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Lordy. And that's it.
Just say, what about those monsters? I love it.
So not a lot of competition for you in Finland, really.
Yeah, we know. Maybe the good thing is that we don't need this mask. We're looking that ugly.
Oh. What are you talking about? You look ugly.
Yeah, right.
Now, I don't know if you know about this. We had Usher on our show recently, and you've done a cover of his song "Love in This Club."
Yeah.
And we asked him what he thought of the song. Would you like to hear this?
Yeah, sure.
Don't put your headphones on. I'll play it on the speakers. I can't believe this. You're actually putting your head down to the headphones without actually putting them on, so it doesn't mess your quiff up.
Right.
All three of you.
That's correct. But it works.
Okay, well, have a listen. This looks weird. I wish you could see this, listeners. But here's Usher talking.
It's like they've all fallen asleep.
On the desk. Here's Usher talking about your track. Usher, I don't know whether you've heard of this band, the Baseballs. Have you heard of them? They're from Germany.
Okay, yeah.
And they have done a version of Love in This Club. Listen to this.
I want to make love in this club, in this club, in this club. I wanna make
it's like a 50s version of it.
You know what?
Yeah?
Hey, man, I got a shout out to the Baseballs. This Baseballs, right?
Yeah.
Man, it sounds like Elvis. It's like the Elvis remix of Love in This Club. But it's cool. They got something going right there, man. Oh, man. You guys got to send me that, man.
Actual Usher loves your version of Love in This Club. Did you know that before?
Sounds great.
You know, we were... Four weeks ago, we were in Memphis.
Well, that was cool, yeah.
Yeah, and they all talked like Usher.
Yeah, like...
Yo, man, sounds like Elvis, man.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
That's quite cool, like though, for Usher to like your version of it, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Did you send it him? The version?
We just played it to him.
Okay, cool.
You can send it yourself.
So yeah, does he maybe. Want us to play on his wedding?
On his wedding?
Is there a wedding, maybe?
Don't put yourself out for too many weddings, you know what I mean?
Just doing a wedding tour.
Yeah. A wedding tour in the UK.
Trying to do some
actual
gig dates. Wants to get married too, I thought. Yeah. Maybe we should do this.
So, do you know what Katy Perry thinks of your version of Hot and Cold?
No.
No, not really.
Well, I've got a number. Do you want me to...
Should we ring her and find out?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I've just got to go quickly. I'll be back in a second.
All right, cool. Well, you got... Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. All right, let's... Let me see if I've got Katie's number on. We'll just... So she's never, as far as you're aware, heard your version of Hot and Cold, no?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, let's see what she thinks. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that Katy Perry?
Hi.
Hello, it's a quite bad line, but it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Katy? Hello? Right, let's try again, because I really wanted to hear this, because Usher absolutely loved it. Let's hope that she's got a better reception. She's probably under a duvet with Russell or something.
She's busy.
It doesn't work in the corridor.
Oh, that went really well, didn't it? You idiot.
I couldn't get any signal.
Like, we were going to bluff that whole thing with Katy Perry, and they were going to believe it, and now that was rubbish. Did you have a Welsh accent?
Yeah, I did my best Katy Perry, aren't I, Scott, aren't I?
So you also spoke Usher, right?
No, that was Usher.
I had a list I'd had to memorise of all the ones.
So I was going to say, have you heard of the Baseballs? They'd done a version of your song. Then I was going to play Hot and Cold, and she was going to say it was... She didn't like it. That was the gag. It went really wrong. Woo! This is Katy Perry's Hot and Cold by the Baseballs.
You change your mind like a girl changes clothes. And you like a bitch, I don't know.
What does Katie think of it? What was she going to say?
Pretty rubbish.
Okay. Right, I want to play a lot of people saying play Umbrella in full, so we're going to do that now by Baseballs on Radio 1. Your album is coming out soon here, isn't it? Because it's been everywhere else in Europe.
Yeah, it's coming out next Monday.
Okay, and it's got this on it. It's got Hot and Cold. It's got, what else? It's got Hey There Delilah on it.
Yeah, Crazy Love.
There's Love.
Bleeding Love.
Love and It's Love.
A lot of love songs, you know.
A lot of love.
We have just love songs there.
On the reliable source that is Wikipedia, it says that Drew Barrymore's in the video for that.
Yeah.
Now, I watched it three times earlier. Could I see Drew Barrymore? No. Is she in it?
Yeah, she is.
Where?
You know, she didn't.
She's a little shy girl in the video, you know, with
we
black hair.
We just asked her after the wedding, and she said, yeah, why not?
Yeah. She had a wig on. It's a black wig.
It's not Drew Barrymore, is it?
No, I don't think so. I have no idea. You know, we did this seriously. We did this music video on ourselves. So we shoot it on ourselves and we cut it on ourselves.
It's in a 50s style as well.
Yeah. It's in a 50s style, and we just had some footage of the Beatles, of the Beat Club. You know, it was a big show, and of Elvis. And
of Elvis?
Elvis Pelvis.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the other great artists from the 50s. Barbra Streisand, David Hasselhoff.
Yes!
And, of course, you know, what's his name again? Tina Turner.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are many footage with people we don't know, actually, because they are already dead or they're looking older now. And so I can't really tell you if it's Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
Maybe if she was alive,
If she was
alive. She is alive.
At the 60s.
I don't really understand. Right. Can I just say, if you've just tuned in, Drew Barrymore is not dead, and the Baseballs do not know if she is in their video or not. Good. So we spent 2 minutes talking about that. You still don't know. We still have no answer to that, do we?
Yeah. No.
Brilliant. Wait, okay. Listen, I just noticed as well on your website, you are really getting into the world of merchandise right now, aren't you? You've got T-shirts, you've got mugs.
You got a T-shirt.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't pay. My favourite is the Baseballs... breakfast tray.
Yeah.
Frühstücksbrettchen. Really, really good.
That's good.
You know the German word Frühstücksbrettchen.
Is that rude?
That is
no. That's breakfast something.
Oh.
That's the breakfast
table.
Table. So,
table. Yeah, we have not that big tables.
No.
Does that come with free food or
Free food?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our next merchandise. Yeah. Article. Yeah. Free food with baseballs on it.
The baseball's banana.
Baseball's banana.
Yeah. What are you talking about, man? This is
make money while you can, love. That's what I say. All right, anyway, thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
I know that you've got a really cool 50s style car outside, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Can I take a ride? Yeah, can I just have a picture taken in it?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Becky, you have to.
But don't drive away with the car, right?
You have to put on the shirt. So.
I'll put on the shirt. I don't have the quiff, though.
Yeah, we find a way to make you a quiff.
But it hurts.
Good,
good.
But it will hurt, yeah.
All right, Becky, if you could play David Guetta. Actually, no, we'll play David Guetta, then we'll do the news, then I'll pop out. Are you right to hang on a sec?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, baseballs.
Thank you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
All right, let's meet someone new. I know what's occurring. This is Tom. Hello.
Hello, Scott. How are
right?
you?
I'm good, thank you. We won an award last night, so we are buzzing today.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, good
to
hear, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all right, yeah. Are you a young farmer?
I am, certainly.
I love a young farmer, I do.
Yeah, I saw you in Torquay when you come.
Yeah, it was good. Really good. And you're from actual New York?
Yeah, I live in New York, I do, yeah.
Which is in Lincolnshire.
It's in Lincolnshire, really.
Oh, not as glamorous, really.
No, it's not quite as good. It's only a little.
Mm. I like your interesting fact that you put on your entry form for What's Occurring online.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Mickey off of EastEnders.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I was off up to college, I mean a lad, up the A1, and we pulled into the services, and we got lost in the car park, because it was quite big, so I was driving round, and we drove into the corner and happened to find Mickey off of EastEnders getting interviewed with a camera, sat on a deck chair, and I shouted, "Oi, Mickey!" And he, like, messed his interview up a little bit.
Is that it?
Yeah, about it, really.
I think that's good. Can I just say, sorry to interrupt, I had my first Oi Oi Savaloi today.
Really?
Yeah, my first actual live one.
Where?
I was on the train, and it was a very polite one, not quite what I was expecting. I was just sat down on the train.
Was it a whisper? Oi Oi Savaloi.
No, this guy came up to me and was like, "Excuse me, are you Becky?" And I said, "Yes." And he went, "Oi, oi, Savaloi."
Oh.
And then walked down the drain. Like, he didn't shout it or anything. He was very polite. And I liked the fact he had to check it was me before he said it.
Yeah, that's good. So it's quite a polite, kind of restrained "Oi, oi, Savaloi."
It's quite weird to hear "Oi, oi, Savaloi" not being shouted, just like normally spoken.
Can I just say, "Oi, oi, Savaloi"?
I think the other passengers must have wondered what on earth was going on. I think they thought we were spies giving code words to each other.
Which reminds me, Tom, why are you pretending not to be you when you answer the phone?
Well, it was a withheld call and I thought someone might be trying to nick my bank details or something.
Right, no, so when Becky just called you, she went, "Hello, is that Tom?" And what did you say?
No.
Do you do that all the time?
Well, no? I had a bit of an incident a while back when I prank phone called somebody but forgot to withheld my number. So they kept ringing me back and giving me abuse.
Well, quite right too. That's why you should never prank call anyone, you prankster. Right, do you do quite well to know what's occurring normally?
Not too bad. I beat Becky now and then.
Okay.
Good.
Let's find out how you do today then.
Oh! Okay. What's occurring?
What do you do, Tom, by the way, apart from being a young farmer?
An apprentice for Class, an agricultural company.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Combines.
Today it's another version of What Are Those Kids On About? We've got Jake, who is 5 from Bradford again. He will describe various things to you. It's not just people, it can be absolutely anything. And from the clues, you work out, what are those kids on about? What are those kids and people on about? All right, so, let's get the first clue from Jake. What's this about? What's he describing?
They sleep in a camp bed. The girls in ground and go under.
So, they sleep in camp beds, they dig holes in ground and go under. Any early guesses, Tom?
Like a gill guide or something.
Becky?
Crabs.
Gill guide, crabs.
Do they go underground or not?
Well, they sleep in camp beds.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Okay, that's not much to go on. Next.
They sleep in a camp bed, and the camp bed and tents in the woods, and they live in the woods, and they sleep in the woods, and they have penknives. and they cut trees down with it to make campfires. And they cook the food on it.
Oh. So they cut the food on it. The camp beds seem to feature quite a lot. Any more, Tom?
Well, I don't know. Some, I don't know, a hunt or a Boy Scout or something like that. Okay. I don't know.
The Griffins or Family Guy. I'm struggling today. I can't think.
It's a hard one.
Okay, here's some more clues.
They find money and necklaces. They put it in the tent and they keep it all the night and then they spend the money in the morning.
Right.
Magpies.
So you're saying magpies?
Yeah, because they're big on jewels.
Tom?
Yeah, I haven't got a clue, but I'm going to have to go with Boy Scout, I reckon.
Boy Scout. Okay, yeah. So just a summary for you before you change your mind.
They sleep in a camp bed. They find money and necklaces. They have pen knives and they cut trees down with it.
All right, so you're going for Boy Scout, Tom, and Magpies, Becky, yeah?
No, can I change to JLS?
JLS?
Yeah, I've just got a feeling. Change it.
JLS, okay, fine. Jake, on What Are Those Kids On About, was actually talking about...
Archaeologists.
Yeah. Not JLS, that's...
Nearly got it.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if you do better on this one. What's Jake on about now?
He has two weapons, a screwdriver and a spanner. A spanner hurts him, like stings him, and the screwdriver, it goes on the eyes and stings it.
Right, so the screwdriver goes on the eyes and stings it.
Doctor Who?
Tom?
I ain't got a clue, to be honest with you. Bob the Builder, he has spanners.
That's a good guess.
He only fights blue-eyed dudes, and why? He don't fight red-eyed dudes, because they're good.
So the red-eyed ones are good, so he doesn't fight them.
Any more guesses? Doctor Who.
Tom?
No idea. Can I copy Becky and go for Doctor Who as well?
If you want.
Yeah, I'll do that then.
He has a friend who was a Martha. He has another one called Jack.
Got some friends, Martha and Jack.
Iggle Piggle.
Yeah, Doctor Who, that'll do.
One more clue.
Jack, he kicked it down and it, you know, electrician came out of it and he got the gun off of it.
Right. So, just to summarise.
He has two weapons, a screwdriver and a spanner. He always fights blue-eyed dudes. Has a friend who was a Martha. He kicked it down. No, electrician came out.
Right. So, what do you think? Tom?
Oh, I haven't got a clue what that little boy's on about. To be honest with you.
All right.
I'll go for Doctor Who, because Becky seems to know what he's on about.
I'm going to switch to John Barrowman.
Okay.
Oh, rubbish.
Jake was talking about...
Doctor Who.
Hey, you should have stuck with Doctor Who.
Thanks, Becky.
Oh,
I got confused with Captain Jack and Doctor Who because he said talked a lot about Jack, so I thought he was mentioning Captain Jack, but he actually said Jack was one of his friends, didn't he?
Oh.
Rubbish.
So you just handed that to Tom, really?
No.
Okay, remember he can talk about absolutely anything. It's not just people. What's this kid on about now?
Some of them are pink, some of them are orange, some of them are white and yellow.
Right, so some pink, some orange, some white and yellow.
Sweets.
Smints.
Sweets.
Pigs.
Pigs?
Yeah, you get pink ones, don't you?
Some of them are pink, some of them are orange, some of them are white and yellow.
I've never seen an orange pig.
Have you not? They're kind of rusty orange.
Yeah, quite nice ones.
Well, you'd know, being a young farmer and all.
Yeah, I'm a farmer and everything.
You can never get them underground. But sometimes you can get them underground, but that's under leaves in winter and under snow in winter as well.
Any the wiser?
Not a clue.
Flowers.
You changed it to flowers?
Yeah.
What are you saying, Tom?
I'm going to have to listen to a few more clues, I reckon.
Okay, fine.
But if you get loads of them and put them in a bag, it gets a bit heavy. Sometimes it can get heavy and sometimes you can... lose some of them because it might break the bag if it's plastic.
Whoever's recording this, how very unprofessional of them to keep their phone on while they're doing it. It's this radio error, that is. Do you want a summary, just to help you?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, to summarise...
Some of them are pink. You can never get them underground. But if you get loads of them and put them in a bag, it gets a bit heavy.
Right, I need your answers, please, Tom.
I don't know. Marbles, I ain't got a clue.
Marbles, Becky?
Conkers, funny colour conkers.
Conkers.
Yellow and white and pink ones.
Pink and orange conkers.
Painted conkers.
Jake was talking about...
Golf balls.
Golf balls,
oh!
Of course.
My dad sells golf balls. How on earth did I not know that?
How did you get that wrong?
He should use that in his sales pitch.
Did I just hear a sheep yelling?
No, that was Matt Traves shouting at me.
But he sounded like, meh.
He was shouting golf balls through the window, you see.
What, like a sheep? Golf balls! Okay, Tom?
Yeah?
You shouldn't really have won because you stole your answer off Becky, but you have.
Yeah, I was awful, wasn't I, really?
Yeah. Let's hope that it's not What Are Those Kids On About Tomorrow, because you are rubbish at it.
That's terrible, really.
Yeah, you'll be flying off on the rubbish moon before you know it if you carry on like this.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right, don't worry about it.
Am I back on tomorrow, then?
Yeah, you're back on.
Thanks, Scott.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine with me, yeah.
All right, about 5:20-ish tomorrow, then.
Thank you.
Love you.
See you later.
Love you.
Bye, Becky.
Love you.
Okay,
good.
How? What's the curry?
How did you not get golf balls? It's obvious.
Some of them are pink. You can never get them underground. But if you get loads of them and put them in a bag, it gets a bit heavy.
See?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.